Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy with Living on God's Word. Today, we're going to be reading 1 Timothy chapter 6 from the Jesus Bible, NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. All who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they're fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves. False teachers and the love of money. These are the things you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great pain. For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation, in a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Final charge to Timothy. But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which we were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, which richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and in so doing have departed from the faith. Grace be with you all. This is the end of 1 Timothy chapter 6. So here we see Paul giving Timothy in this letter some parting wisdom and telling Timothy again instructions on how to live life and talking about false teachers and the love of money, and then the final charge to Timothy. That command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, but to put their hope in God. So let us pray. Father, thank you again for this wonderful day that you give us, for your words, for your guidance, for the lesson of life, for bringing us into a world of beauty, into a world that still needs our touch, because we are your creation. And you gave us this world for us to continue to enjoy and to continue the creation, to continue to use it for our purposes, but to respect nature, to respect what you created, not to destroy it, but to inhabit it in a productive way, in a way that sustains it, not in a way that kills it. Lord, we're humans that sometimes don't see our own shortcomings. Help us understand this. Help us not get in our way, not kill the planet that you gave us with all, so much love that you built for us. Help us sustain it, Father. The beautiful trees, the green, the grass, the fresh air. Keep it free of pollution. Same way, keep our bodies and our relationship and our lives free of pollution, free of waste. Focus solely on enjoyment of your word and fellowship and worship. In Jesus we pray. Amen. This includes today's reading interpretation of 1 Timothy chapter 6. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.